Hi, this is Ricky Stewart, and if you want to listen to a Raiders podcast, then you should listen to the official one, Behind the Limelight, not this rubbish with Flaky Blakey.
Blake and the Pork. Blake and the Pork. Blake and the Pork.
It's Raiders Review with Blake and the Pork.
Hello and welcome to Raiders Review with Blake and the Pork. I'm the Pork.
Are you okay?
No, I'm a bit.
That was especially.
I'm very excited. Anyway, no.
That's some very crispy pork.
Hang on, let me start again. Hello and welcome to Raiders Review with Blake and the Pork and Matt. I'm the Pork.
I'm Blake.
I'm Heather.
And this is the podcast formerly known as the third most popular Raiders podcast on the internet, brought to you from the filthiest store and buried somewhere in the bowels of Civic, the location of which we will never reveal, will we, Blake?
No.
And it's brought to you with the extremely dubious support of The Greenhouse, the Canberra Raiders' number one fan forum on the internet. Get online and get engaging with people who love the Canberra Raiders as much as you do. And talking about people who love the Canberra Raiders, Landspeed Records, come in there and buy stuff. They love the Raiders.
Yeah, please pay for it. Don't steal it.
Pay for it. And as you've already heard, our special guest star, Matthew Heather Locklear, Hollywood Lenevez, also joins us today, Heather.
From the land of the long white cloud.
Yeah, indeed.
In a room that is very white. Whilst wearing a white t-shirt.
I'm in Taupo or Taupo. The Iron Man was just here. You'll be happy to know I did not compete. And yeah, excited to get the game underway. Team list just dropped. So we did.
So let's get to the team list.
Huge news, Blarko.
Huge news. Which particular bit of huge news? Named at the back, fullback. We've been calling for it. I think it's the right decision. Jordan Merapuna has been selected at fullback. I still think the plan will be, we'll see Chevy Stewart later in the year.
Yeah.
But he's not ready. Look, this time last year, he was 17 and he was playing. He wasn't even playing New South Wales Cup. He was playing. He went from
SG Ball to Flegg.
SG Ball, yeah.
And to Flegg, to Cup.
Yeah. And it was, and Flegg was only a quick detour. Yeah. So this, I think when he started playing New South Wales Cup, he was still 17. He had to actually get an exemption. So
he'll be there.
He's coming, but Rapa's going to keep the position warm.
Yeah. And look, it's the right choice.
Then on the wings.
Big, big news here. Javier Savage, long time in the wilderness.
Xavier Savage?
Well, that he's also known as that too, but Javier Savage on the wing. On the other wing,
Nick Kotrick.
Unbelievable.
No, yeah. I thought that he would get it. I think he needed to get the spot to start the year. And look, you know, he will be appearing in the later segment.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, he's got the runs on the board.
He does.
And that's probably why he got the spot over some other candidates. And also there's another candidate who, Albert Hopewate, who had another strong case for that wing spot's actually in the centres with Matt Timico. So Albert Hopewate is going to be playing left centre, presumably only for 1 week in the absence of Seb Chris. Seb Chris will come straight back in the side next week. Then in the halves, the big news, I mean, it's the whole question.
It was.
Who's going to play six? And 2 weeks ago before the trials, I thought KO Weeks
100% was going to get
the job. But, you know, based on Ricky said he was going to have a look at the trials and see how people went. And Ethan Strange, the doctor, stood out.
He's come in
the trials and he's got the position, and I'm really pleased with that call. He's a young man, but he's such an exciting prospect.
He really is an exciting prospect. No questions asked there. Fantastic, Matthew.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I mean, the upside that we saw in that second trial, we haven't seen a kid play like that for a very long time. Even when Jackie Whiten came in, he was pretty strong and really competitive. But just to see Dr. Strange tackle Lukey like he did, and then also put on a couple of plays. He's so unpredictable. You know, I do feel for KO Weeks because there were some hints out of the media that looked like he had the run on the jersey, especially leading into that first trial, and he played quite well. But look, you can't stop Strange and what he did. It was pretty incredible, to be honest.
The other interesting thing, one of the reasons why we thought that Weeks might get the spot was because Weeks played both trials on the left.
Yes.
And Strange played on the right, which is where Jamal Fogarty normally plays. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see whether Fogarty moves to the left. Or
he will.
You reckon? Yeah, 100%.
There was talk last year in Cup that Strange wanted to play both sides, and they kept him down the right. And he actually, one good thing, which hopefully we get to see in first grade this year, is the combination between Strange and Chevy Stewart last year in Cup was pretty phenomenal. Strange has a really good left to right pass. He's maybe on our left hand side in first grade, but his ability to be able to hit the outside man, he hits Chevy Stewart a couple of times. That was something which I think everyone's excited about. But now we've got a strong connection there with some of those Cup boys last year. So Xavier Savage, previously known as someone else,
is going to be
lined up.
Ex-Javier Savage, right?
It's exciting time to be a Raiders fan. We get to see these kids run out. The pack's where we're at, though. If we're going to compete this weekend, it's because of our pack.
Yeah. So in the front row, we've got Joe Tarpany and Josh Papali'i. I thought there was a chance that Papa might get named on the bench.
Yeah.
I think that he will.
The rumor going around today, too. Yeah.
I think that he will move to a bench role at some point because it's always Ricky's always chopped and changed. What's the best option, because you start at Papa and Taps together, we always have a good start, but then you sort of get a big drop off, you know, when they both come off. So then other times you'd have Papa coming off the bench. You know, it's interesting. The hooker role, it's going to your man, Matt. Danny Levi. Have you sent him a texter yet?
It's so busy here on Levi Island. We've had to, you know, bring in a couple of airlines. We've got Levi Air flying in directly to Levi Island. So anyone, Just talk to your travel agent and come visit. It's a sunny place.
Yeah. The big surprise there too is that in the 14 jersey on the bench, it's not a surprise. It's not Zach Wilford.
Not a surprise. No, it was always going to be Tom Starling. Ricky likes having Tom Starling. You've jumped ahead to the bench, but Ricky likes having Tom Starling because Tom Starling, as well as coming on and play 9, can come on and play as a 13, which Wilford can't. You know, he can still come through. And every time he's actually brought him on as a 13, I've really loved it. I love the energy that he brings.
It's Newcastle. Second row. Some very big surprises in the second row.
Yeah, well, the biggest surprise is no Elliot Whitehead.
No Elliot Whitehead. Not in the...
Haven't heard, is he injured? Hang on. I'm just on the Canberra Times website near here. And it says...
Jimmy's picked up...
Raiders suffer massive injury blow on the eve of the NRL season. There's one shock selection almost every position, but...
Yep. Yeah, calf injury.
Expect to miss 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks. It's the old man injury, the calf injury.
It is.
Suffered it myself. Very painful. Really, really bad news right before the start of the season. And that obviously has opened the door for ex-Panther Zach Hosking to come in and partner.
Aren't we lucky we signed him?
Really, very lucky. Partnering Hudson Young in the second row.
Yeah.
And as predicted by Taps yesterday, we see Morgan Smithies taking the 13 jersey in the absence of Horse.
Yeah. I spoke to someone at the club about Morgan Smithies post the trial at Seaford, and they are very high on Morgan Smithies. Yeah, they're very excited about what he brings defensively. And they're looking for him to play, you know, a bit of the... Elliot Whitehead said, you know, he can be our Isaiah Yeo. That's a big call. But he's also to play that sort of link man, you know, as well as really tightening up the defense, and probably
he's a big unit and he'll do 70 minutes.
It's one of those things though, isn't it? We've had Horse playing 13, but he's a prop that we've moved in there. At times Tarpany does it, obviously for New Zealand he does. You know, we tried Whitehead at the start of last year or the season before, and it backfired in that game against the Roosters. There's a lot, we've been trying to fill that spot. I know a lot of fans and some other podcasts have been looking at Pudu, and so have I think he's got in. I think he'll be our future 13 as well. Maybe Smithies will be there for a couple of years and move into the front row rotation. But it's still a good pack considering we're going to be missing Whitehead, we're missing Horsburgh. And, you know, that's what an astute signing around Christmas to get Zach Hosking, who can now plug and play. And we know he's going to defend really well, and Smithies is going to defend well. And hopefully Starling can bring some of that Damien Cook magic that he did in that magic in that game on the weekend, because we know Starling can do it. It's just sometimes when he comes on, the pack looks a little disjointed, but hopefully we get a bit of roll on. And
he loves playing against the Knights, though. We've got four sort of Knights linked players in our team.
Yeah,
and they all love playing against Knights. We're due for winning against
Knights. They're all in too.
Yeah,
all the ex Knights are in.
Oh, except for Sisimi Sisagi.
Yeah, he's not in.
Sisimi Sisagi,
but it can't be too far off there.
I actually think Zach Hosking is actually from that area as well. If you go to the Raiders website and they each pronounce their names in their junior club. I have a feeling
I thought he was like Central Coast, because the old man was Manly.
Yep.
So his dad, if you don't know, is a famous Manly player.
He did say Central Coast. That's kind of Knights area, I guess.
It's on the fringes. I guess if you actually think about like Tom Starling, I think Hudson Young are from the Central Coast as well, but they've gone to the Knights sort of from rep from junior footy rep level onwards, because I guess that's the feeder. Most of those guys feed up into the Knights because it's not that far. Yeah, Central Coast is between Newcastle and Sydney. For those listening overseas in America or the Middle East or...
Yep, wherever you are listening to this fantastic podcast.
All around the world, global. Global sensation.
We're truly a global podcast.
Just hearing from a mate, so it looks like Smelly hurt his calf on Sunday. Yeah. And it just hasn't recovered, obviously, so 3 to 4 weeks. They had their captain's run Sunday.
What was he doing on Sunday? Oh, it was the captain's run, right.
Yeah, they brought it forward because... So I asked a couple of guys at the club if they watched any of the opening round, and they said, no, they were training. So it shows you that they're dedicated. They're not watching games in Vegas or saying nasty stuff about other players. They're actually getting ready for Thursday night.
So we've pretty much covered the team and the big shocks. I mean, what are the ones that people are going to be blowing up about? Danny Levi...
Albert Hopewade is the one that I heard and was most surprised at.
I did think Schiller. Been playing left center in the trials, and I thought he was sort of set to slot in. But I think we've also seen that Ricky has a very high opinion of Albert Hopewade, and he's been
Go back and watch the game against the Cowboys. His work rate was so high. He looks like he's put in the fitness.
Yeah,
he looks really ready. And I actually thought, I remember saying in last week's pod, I thought he might start in center over Schiller.
You were right, Matt. You're right. You also said Michael Osamuel would start in the wing instead of Nicky Kotrick, but
that's what I want. But Nicky gets a week, and then obviously Seb Chris comes back, and Hopper will swing back out.
What do you go against the Crab, man?
I like the Crab. That's the problem. He's the Crab. But if anyone has a problem with Danny Levi Island, find me on Twitter. Come at me, people. Please come at me. I'm here and I'm waiting.
Well, like I said about Danny Levi Island, I got just a tourist visa. I'm willing to go there for a couple of weeks and see how I like it, but I'm not ready to move in there permanently.
After the trials, I went to Matthew and I bought a plot of land there. It's got ocean glimpses.
It's not quite Oceanside. It's Harry Grant's on the ocean. We're a little bit back, but at least we can see it.
It's ocean glimpses.
How's the peacock?
Oh, fantastic.
Noisy?
But yeah, so noisy.
So news. We should go to the news.
We should.
And so there's not a huge amount of news this week. We covered a lot of news last week.
But Elliot Whitehead's calf.
That is breaking news.
Massively breaking news.
But Matt mentioned it before. There was a video released by the Raiders during the week.
There was.
And it was all the players that do this every year, pronouncing their names. Mm. And someone has changed, very noticeably changed the pronunciation of their name this year. And it is, of course... Tim,
young Nicola.
No,
out of Tuggeranong.
No,
Nicola Kotricha.
It's back. He's back to Nick Kotrick, but he has been for a few years.
It's the ex.
Xavier Savage was calling himself ex Xavier Savage last year, but this time Xavier Savage.
What? I like
he's
it.
Changed.
I talked to him. I talked to him earlier and I said, it's time, mate. It's time to really come out.
Someone is going to have to break the news.
Xavier Savage. But...
Someone's going to have to break the news to Mick Ennis. Because no one likes saying Xavier.
More than Morkel
Ennis. Morkel Ennis.
I live in the land of America where everyone says Xavier. And it drives me mental. It drives me mental. So I'm glad that he's gone to Xavier.
Yeah, it's much better.
But as you know, will always be Xavier Savage.
To you, Tim.
Xavier Savage sounds faster, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and he's very fast. He's very fast. Well, that's great news.
In other huge news.
Yeah.
Last week, we talked about the fact that you were blocked.
Blocked.
By the Fox Sports NRL Twitter account.
Look, I know that I've been blocked by Buzz, right? And I
we'll get to that.
I'm getting blocked by Buzz, but I did nothing for this one.
We'll get to that. But I said that I would try and get the people
you did
to demand, basically turn up on Fox Sports' Twitter account with pitchforks.
Yep.
Not literal pitchforks, but, virtual pitchforks.
A nice
and there was a huge response.
There was.
And almost immediately.
Almost immediately. immediately, I was admitted back to the... Fox NRL X account.
Yeah.
Formerly the
formerly site. Twitter.
But big shout out to young Tom Sargent, the journo there at Fox NRL, who I pretty much was believed behind that. Get behind him. Great young man coming up in the ranks. Obviously fantastic journalist. Get behind him. Big shout out to him.
Right.
Thank you for getting that.
It wasn't Mark's it, John.
Look, it would have been a wall of people saying, bring back the pork, following you. But fantastic.
Yeah, so what actually one of the listeners said was, next, we've got to try and get you unblocked by Warren Smith.
Well, that's down to you, Heather.
Let's do that live now. I'll text Warren and see if he can unblock.
And then
even know what I did with Warren.
And then baby steps. The goal, listeners, by the end of this season, we will have him unblocked by Buzz Rothfield.
Yeah, that won't happen.
No, you don't. That's not a goal. You don't want to be unblocked by that.
There's sometimes you get blocked.
You
think,
what did I do?
No, not blocked. By Gus. Sometimes you get blocked by people, and you think, what did I do?
Why would I unblock the poor? I got blocked by Buzz
for a good reason.
Yeah. And speaking of Vegas,
I'm not arguing with him about
how
that.
Sickening was it watching all those sycophants just like that, you know, every journalist, any person. Well, I'm surprised you didn't get a call up.
I put up and I said, I will suck for my nation.
every person in any way associated with the NRL media seemingly got flown to Vegas, business class.
Mm.
And then, you know, I mean, Vegas was more successful than I thought it would be.
Massively.
Ultimately,
more successful
than I thought
really
it would
well.
Be. But, and the games were great. But yeah, it's just, there's no independence or any sort of credibility in these journalists. You know, they'll never criticize PVL because they drink from the trough, you know, that he provides them.
Yeah. But here's the thing. It was a success. If they get the buy-in from
the immediate terms,
it's a massive success.
In the immediate terms, it's success. But we haven't really seen the numbers, and we haven't really seen how much it costs to fly all these people over and everything else. But in the short term, yes, it wasn't the abject failure that a lot of people were predicting.
I was quite worried it was going to be, and it wasn't. A, the games are good. B, the games are well officiated.
And C, only one person got smashed into a concrete wall.
That's right, and it was a Fox Sport cameraman. So, well, Danny Tupou, technically. But, no, I thought it was a really good weekend. Look, a lot of people have been saying, why weren't the Raiders there? You know, why weren't the Raiders there? Well, I can tell you that. I was at the club the other day having a discussion. We were actually invited to be there, but it was going to be a home game. And the issue was, if it's a home game, because we've already signed up to take the 30-year reunion, you know, memorable game against the Bulldogs to Suncorp, and that's our home game that's gone up
Magic
there
Round.
For that for Magic Round, right? So if we went and did this, it would have been our home game, and that would have meant losing the Wagga Wagga game and the ACT government on top of us, right? So the ACT government says, well, you've got to have this many games, which means the Wagga Wagga game was lost. And if the club's choosing between Las Vegas and Wagga Wagga, they made the right choice because Wagga Wagga is more important than that. So they will do it when it's an away game. Or
Don was there, but wasn't he? I think all the execs flew out.
I'm not sure whether he was there, but he's definitely in favour of it. And they saw, well, you're the Canberra Raiders, they're the Las Vegas Raiders, and they saw that. They saw that synergy and wanted it. But for us, it meant costing our fan base in Wagga Wagga, and that means more to us. And I'm pleased the club made that decision because it means more to me. You know, this isn't just the Canberra A's, it's the Canberra Queen Bean, Yass, Cooma, Goulburn, Wagga Wagga Raiders, and it should be seen as that.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things I think the club's been able to do over the last 15 years, especially when Ricky got back, is reconnect to the community, taking some of the preseason games down to Maria, taking them to different places. And now, you know, if you're a kid from Bega, you might want to play for the Raiders. I remember we've all grown up in Canberra, and when you go down the coast, it was shocking to see the amount of Dragons and Parramatta jerseys.
Totally.
It was all Dragons and all Parramatta for years.
But
that's
everyone. It still is in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, you do see more Raiders jerseys down there now because of the work they've put in. Some of those camps down at Batemans Bay or Maria, it's, you know, they've connected to the greater community, and they're not just the Canberra Raiders. They are the regional side down here. And
It does work. I've seen it the Big Bash, you know what I mean? Every year, there's more Thunder jerseys. There's more GWS jerseys. You put in the hard yards. You do the school trips. You will get benefits. Speaking of school trips, did you see the clip of Matt Timico at where it was Queen Bean High?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
I love his personality. He's such good value.
If you didn't see it, people, they revved up the crowd to chant and cheer, and he came running in with who? Was it Osamua?
Yeah.
He was with?
Yeah.
The kids and the thing were absolutely ramping up, and he came in and owned that moment.
Nah, he's great. And if you're not a regular at Canberra Stadium, he is the last player off the ground every single week. I mean, Papa's probably second last, but he is the last player, and he's out there with every kid signing every autograph, every selfie, and which for a young player, you know, to immediately adopt that role, it's great to see.
There was fun fact, if you listen to that footage of him coming into the school, you do hear a lot of three knees chants. a lot of three knees.
Kids
love it.
Yeah, with the young people, I'm getting in the like, hearts and minds.
Yeah. Well, what's also catching on is our next segment, which is Feed a Watch.
back for 2024.
Unbelievable. It's the story that won't go away.
It won't go away. He's still out injured. Yeah. He's not playing in round one.
Yeah.
But he still hasn't taken up his option.
He might sign with us.
Yeah. He hasn't taken up his option for 2025 or 26 yet.
That's right.
So we're still in the feeder business.
In the market. That's right.
We got to tip our cap to the Raiders recruitment, huh? But we've got Hosking who's stepped up.
Yeah.
And the two other players everyone's talking about. Fafita's not playing.
Yeah.
Guess who's Leilua's not playing.
Oh, thank God we didn't sign him.
Yeah. And Hosking's been a great signing. Smithy's been a great signing. Sims Scargy, I'm looking forward because in the trial, what I saw of him, I'm happy with him.
Yeah, I think he's gonna bring some depth to the club. Just before we finally close off on Vegas, one thing I did notice watching the South Sydney Manly game is Jack might have a bit of trouble getting that left centre position because Richie Kennard got two tries.
He would be very unhappy,
you're
Jack.
You're an idiot. He would be sitting there thinking,
my goodness, how am I going to get this Kennard bloke out of the spot?
He scored two tries.
Oh, mate, I handed to him.
that's Jack now on the phone. He's worried.
He may have missed five tackles and had four errors, but he's got two tries. So, Jack, you know, you might be biding your time in New South Wales Cup. We might see him at Kippax weeks' time.
We could well see him at Kippax. And look, wouldn't you love to see him at Kippax? Love Jack. Always will love Jack. Great Raiders
Me
man.
Me too.
I hope he does well. Wish him only the best, except when he's playing us, where I hope he just has an average game. Not a bad game, just an average
I hope he just does Jack. I hope they let him play 5-8 that game.
Yeah, let him do the kicking. Yeah, but you know he'll have the Jack game when he's just like,
I know,
the greatest player you've ever seen in your whole life. Look, we've got to go into a little bit early because it's been a torrid week so far. We're going to go into Ask Clown of the Week. And it's fairly obvious what's going on.
Oh, there's so many candidates. The thing about this segment is you can have your Ask Clown picked on Sunday.
Yeah.
Then by Monday, someone else has come out and said something something stupid. Then by Tuesday, it's a constantly evolving situation, Ask Clown of the Week.
It really is. Look, but I think we can say the topic of the Ask Clown is the incident between Spencer Leniu and Ezra Mam and everything that's come after that and the talk that's been online especially has been execrable. I think we can say that. If you've been following Twitter, and it's been a great time not to go on Twitter and look at things because...
It's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, it's John Habuati's been very active on various things, and
he
could definitely be a candidate. Spencer Leniu, look, he's obviously a pretty ignorant, ill-informed person, but it's actually people that come out and then defend what he did and what he said and said, hey, well, how's it any different from calling someone a goose or, you know, a pelican or it's very different. It's very different. Those terms don't have the same connotations. And we know nothing of what Ezra Mam's experienced in his life or his family or anything else. And the other argument that people are making, well, because Spencer Leniu isn't white, you know, it could only be racism if it was said by a white person. Well, that's not the case either.
No, it really is.
It's not the most intense racism
in the world is between people of color. So racism is about race. It's not about
color.
Color. It's not. It's about race. So look, everything it's a very unfortunate event in such a really good event. I wasn't expecting Las Vegas to be as good as it was or to be enjoyed as much as I was in amongst that really good thing to have something as crappy as that.
Yeah.
It was really unfortunate.
The other people that asked clowns though as well, the Roosters as an organization, because why they let him stay on the field and talk to various journalists and stuff.
Two interviews. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. So that's now in the social media world, right? So he gets on and he says, it was all, you know, fun and games. It should stay on the field. And then supposedly after, that's in both interviews. And then afterwards, he goes and says, meet me in the hotel. So he's not saying stay on the field. He's gaslighting Ezra Mam. You know, that's the one thing that you just, as when someone's being prejudiced against, you got to put yourself in their shoes and understand if they're the one that's making that claim, why? And then listen to them, not, you know, double down. Look, the furor afterwards is out of this world. And I don't really want to comment on it because, you know, the race and the color that I am has probably committed more atrocities than any. So it's just a very sad situation. That's probably
a bit of a dark shadow on this
amazing weekend. You
know? Yeah, it was very unfortunate, but look, and he may, I'll wait for later in that. But yes, so the Ask Clowns of the Week are basically the people who are going on that board. And in any way,
if we want to go to a lighter ass clown, we can turn the clock back pre Spencer Leniu and just go Corey Parker.
Yeah, that was good.
What about Corey Parker? Corey Parker claiming that he did an article that what club would I go to and what club would I wouldn't? Like every club's begging him to go to. Okay, Corey.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want you at the Raiders just because you said you won't go there. We don't want you.
No, he wants to be every Queensland club he'd happily be at, though.
Yeah, but his major thing is, and I was there, and I think you were there too, Balake, in 2009 when he came down, and he was the Broncos' only good player that day, and the Raiders towed them up 56-0 with the wonderful David Milne getting, I believe, was it 3 or 4 tries that day? With a lot. And they got towed up, and the Broncos got destroyed. Well, if I'd had that happen to me at a ground, I probably wouldn't like it either. So, look, I have a bit of sympathy for him because we absolutely humiliated him that day, and he's probably never got over it. I'd say
someone else who I'll say, as it happens,
yeah,
doesn't like the great Queenslander is a good friend of the show. He's back in 2024. Danny Stewart.
Yeah, this is Danny Stewart, the half brother of a Canberra Raiders coach, Ricky Stewart. Corey Parker, you're a fuckwit, mate. No, I just wanted to get that out of the way early. It's great to be back for another season of fun and frivolity with these lovable Canberra Raiders lunatics. It was a seemingly never-ending off-season, and thank fuck the footy's here. also, thank fuck that Vegas bullshit's over. What I saw there yesterday was two pretty average games and four teams that are unlikely to trouble the mighty green machine. Now, in regards to my hopes and expectations for the coming season, they're actually quite tempered. As usual, I expect the Raiders to go through the season undefeated, to win all 24 games by 1-12, for Ethan Strange to not only win the Dally M Rookie of the Year, but to win the Dally M Player of the Year, for Xavier Savage to... nab 99 meat pies, and for the great man Danny Levi to win hooker of the year and get 30 plus tries. Danny Levi, fuck me, what a footballer he is. and in regards to the big one coming up on Thursday against the Knights, fuck me, I mean, we nearly went up there last year with a reserve grade team that semi final and beat them, lost there by a point. We're a lot stronger on paper this time round, and goodness me, it's hard to see the Knights getting anywhere close to us. it could be an absolute bloodbath, and by bloodbath in Raiders terms is a 6-8 point victory. so that's what I'm expecting in that game of footy. It's great to be back. Corey Parker, you're a fuckwit, and go you green machine.
Isn't it wonderful to have him back?
I missed him.
Yeah,
I saw him at Walsh's after the game at Seaford.
Yeah, right.
I was holding court. He was getting just selfie after selfie.
Yeah, well, I believe there have been bridges built between him and his half-brother. I believe the lines of communication have opened up. There may have been a beer.
Yeah,
or two, and maybe your thoughts of, you know, going and meeting up for pie.
We should try and find out what beer Danny Stewart drinks. I'd like to know.
It's Peroni, I believe. No, Danny Stewart does not drink Peroni.
Great Northern.
Yeah, he's Great Northern. He's absolutely a Great Northern man. It was great to hear him back. There was something, and we were just doing it, that makes me a little bit annoyed. In fact, you might say it grinds my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Great Northern beer?
Yeah.
You may as well drink water.
I don't know why people drink that stuff. It is, there's nothing about it that attracts me to it as a beer. Yeah, no, I don't like that.
The slow spiral into a bad meat pie at the Braidwood Bakery. Oh. Used to be the greatest pie on the planet. No, not so much anymore.
They weren't too bad the other day. Pretty good. Yeah, no, I went there the other day. My mum loves that place. I'm taking it to the coast.
There's another bakery in Braidwood that people talk very highly of now.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, every time I try and go there, it's closed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
but never that's happened. Because they know you're coming. They have a sausage roll. God, what's the name of that place? Dojo.
Yeah.
They have a sausage roll there while they charge like a wounded bull. Oh, my God. It's what a sausage roll was meant to be. I recommend that. But you go to Trapper's Bakery at Braidwood. They've got that high tin loaf. Love it. Absolutely love it. Anyway, love the place. So I am.
I've told you my Trapper story before, haven't you? How he's always pictured in South Sydney gear.
He always is. Yeah.
And then yeah, I spoke to his son. He reckons he's a Parramatta supporter. So I was like, hang on, which one is he?
That's weird. That's weird. No. What grinds my gears? And we went over it. It's like Spencer. You might not know. You could claim that you don't know what the word you said, the connotation, so on. It's like, come on, mate. It grinds my gears that you would go down that path. He's a good footballer. Just play football because it grinds my gears. Anyway, enough said on that subject. But there was something that's made you rather annoyed.
This has got a real airing of grievances episode, isn't it?
It really does. Yeah. We should erect the aluminum pole. But might say it's made Blake go...
Okay. I listened to a podcast the other week. Another podcast. Not the Green Machine podcast.
No.
It's hosted by a couple of good friends of ours.
Yeah.
Shout out to the lads.
But it was another podcast and they were previewing the Canberra Raiders season. And the guy on there was a Raiders fan. And he kind of sort of alluded to the fact that Ricky doesn't have a very good track record with halves. And there's still this reputation out there that Ricky destroys halves.
Mm.
And I think we've really got to move away from that narrative, especially Raiders fans need to move away from that narrative. Because while it might have been the case 20 years ago when he was dealing with Brett Finch and Brett Seymour, who, you know, neither of which were, you know, fit to shine Ricky's boots. absolutely, Jamal Fogarty is in career best form.
Yeah, yeah.
He's re-signed for a couple more years. He said he wants to stay in camp for as long as possible.
He's Ricky's, got the C next to his name.
Yeah, Ricky's done amazing things for him. He loves Ricky. Also, you can find quotes during the week as well. Ethan Strange saying how great Ricky's been to him, you know, everything else. So this theory that Ricky just burns through halves and destroys halves really doesn't hold a lot of weight anymore. And I think people need to, it's the same way, you know, 20 years ago might have applied. Like when people said Canberra, there was nothing to do in Canberra 20 years ago.
Mm.
It might have been relevant then.
Yeah.
It's not so much anymore. Move on.
Get past it.
Yeah.
Mind you, if they want to come and slag Canberra, if they want, absolutely go. Look, we're an easy free kick. So anyone, you know, they've got nothing up their thing. They'll say, you know what I'll do? I'll engage in some Canberra bashing.
Corey Parker.
Because it's easy. Corey Parker, the guy in Queensland who's, you know, who's having...
Halfback's the hardest position on the field, arguably. I mean, fullback, halfback, depending on how you want to judge it, even prop. But it's there's a litany of halfbacks that have come into grade and not actually stood up, you know. No one's right now saying that Demetriou's killing Ilias. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those situations where Kevin Walters couldn't get a halfback, so he went and bought one of the top three in the competition. So it's not easy to play their role. And the thing that happens is the Canberra Raiders have clickbait.
Yeah.
And that's Ricky Stewart's name.
Yeah.
So all of the journos jump on, and then it's an easy narrative just to peddle because he's a polarizing person. But if you talk to anyone in the club, whether it's a player that played 100 games or 10 games, apart from a couple that have a voice, usually people that are trying to agitate to get out of the city or to get more money, nearly 99% of the people will tell you Ricky's, you know, really good for them and good for the club. And I'm happy to have him. And if we didn't have Ricky, our club would still be more like West Tigers, not like where we are now. So
he's dragged us to
relevance. No one owns a result more though than the always held to account for a result more than the halfback.
And I think that's why, out this year. Yeah,
and
sure.
I think that's why it's the toughest. You know, prop is very hard, fullback is very hard, but they it's always put on the halfback more than anything else. And what happens with a lot of halfbacks is when they come in, whether it's a Luke Brooks or a Brody Croft or whoever, they're overhyped. Tim Smith was the second coming of Peter Sterling, and then he was done and dusted. You know, I mean, there's so much pressure and expectation. Every time there's a new halfback, Andrew Johns comes out and says he's going to play for Australia.
Yeah,
I would hate to think how many halfbacks Andrew Johns has said they'll play for Australia, because I guarantee you all the ones I previously mentioned he did at one point or another said we'd play for Australia.
Mm.
I bet you just by what you just said, I bet you Brody Coff comes back and actually plays at least another two seasons in the NRL.
Yeah,
I watched him on the weekend, Brody Croft.
Yeah,
playing the halves. Yeah, good. Leeds got it was a halves combination of Kraft and the shoe man.
That's fantastic.
And they got the job done against a previously unbeaten Catalans.
Well, that's just fantastic.
Good on them.
Yeah. Good on the and apparently the shoe man has gone with a new look, sleeker look. The sort that is heading towards these days.
It's a flip flop. It's not a shoe.
Worse than yours. Yeah. Worse than he left Australia, still had some hair.
Yeah, he was still doing the comb over. He's not doing it anymore. Nah. The pork's doing the comb over.
He's completely bald now, people. Completely bald.
Absolute new nut.
He's got to go to Turkey.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about
that. That's the teeth. That's where John Bateman got his teeth fixed.
I'm thinking, mate, trust me, go to Istanbul and you go to the main market there.
That Istanbul, you can get anything you want. You want teeth? you want hair?
Or a kebab.
Yeah. But look, talking about coaches that are maligned for all sorts of failures, we've been lucky. We reached out, and once more, Adam O'Brien has graced us with his appearance.
Yeah. G'day, guys. It's Adam. Don't you know who I am? Windscreens O'Brien. Pleasure to be back on whatever the fuck this is. I've got to be honest. Is this thing even real? You asked me on twice last year, and both times we gave you a real touch-up afterwards, so I don't know why you keep asking me back, but yeah, here I am. I guess the punters must love me or something, must be doing something right. I'm a pretty charismatic dude, so I get it, but, you know, like on the game on Thursday against you blokes, I got to be honest, like most times we players, it comes down to one dude, KP at the back there. I got to be honest, I don't even know half of the blokes in my squad. Some bloke called Kai Pierce Paul turned up at training the other day. He's an English bloke. I didn't even know we'd fucking signed him. And Pierce Paul, I think he was the De La Soul DJ for years, wasn't he? But yeah, so I don't know what he's doing playing footy, but I don't even know who the fuck he is. Let's be honest, I don't have a clue half of these blokes are. It comes down to Kalen. I'll go through the usual shit in the dressing rooms, revving blokes like Tyson Gamble up and saying, oh, you're a key aspect, you know, mate, you're a big part of the team, but fuck me. All I know as well as anyone else, if Kalen plays well, you know, we'll get the chocolates, and if the Raiders can contain him, well, who knows, it might be, you know, a close, decent game of footy, but yeah, I haven't heard of a lot of the blokes in your team either, so I'll be honest, we haven't really done much video, it's just, we'll rock up and see what happens. We made the 8 last year, so I've got my job for another year, it looks like, so whatever, I don't really give a fuck, to be honest. But thanks for having me on again. I just thought it was a good game of footy, and the punters enjoy it. Thanks a lot, guys.
People ask me, they say, how is your podcast able to get all these big names? You know, you don't hear them on the Green Machine podcast. Raider Nick's never had a big name player or coach or anything on a show in his life.
Apart from Glenn Lazarus, obviously. That's rather large.
But we get constant access to the big names.
Yeah, the coach.
And it's all thanks to one person.
Yep.
And that's Arnie J.
It is.
Arnie J is very well connected. And also, I think he might have photos.
I'm certain he has photos.
He's got photos of you, surely.
He certainly does. And look, when you deal in the underworld like he does on, you know, the edges of society, the more legitimate parts of society, you do run into things and you get advantage. And he knows how to play that. So, you know, far be it from us not to pull those levers. And, you know, then, you know, Windscreens comes on.
Yeah.
I'd like to, you know, what's amazing, though, is how more charismatic Windscreens is over the actual. It's unbelievable.
What do you mean over the actual? That is well, the actual. You know what are you talking about?
I hope that was Adam O'Brien. I hope we play Newcastle every week now just to hear Adam O'Brien.
Well, the other thing I've noticed is how much Seabold I've noticed and Adam O'Brien, they sound almost like the same person.
They do. It's very interesting.
We've talked about him. Time to bring him on. Bring him back for 2024.
Yeah. It's time to.
G'day, Raiders fans. Welcome back to season 2024, and a big thanks to Blake and the Pork and Heather for having me back. Tough start for us this week with the Knights away, so we need to be very sharp straight away. As far as our game plan goes, we need to keep it really simple with our inexperienced spine and combinations. Win the battle up front and with our forward pack, we certainly should. Early ball to Timokor. He is a great strike weapon, so let's use him. And finally, don't lose the game on what we know is going to come at us. Frizzell out wide, isolating our edges one-on-one. Ponga attacking us on the left relentlessly. And Best and Marzu also give plenty of strike out wide. So let's get the season off to a good start. We love our Raiders. And go, you green machine.
Oh, my Lord. He sounds calm. Maybe he's been taking his meds.
You bet. No, Matt, they've let him out.
Get your phone out. Text text the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Stop Ponga. That's the game plan. Stop Ponga. They probably have. That probably hasn't occurred to them.
It is this level of
Ponga
insight.
Likes to go to the left.
Watch him on the left.
This is the level of
that
insight.
You're, that not give. Your that's left, above. Your right.
It's above, you know, what other people can do. Like, other podcasts can't get to that level of analysis. They can't.
Speaking of Arnie Jake,
yeah,
it's all we've talked about this episode, but we did actually have a Manscaped sponsorship. We finally got a big sponsorship deal.
Nice.
And it was in place for all of 2 days.
Yeah.
Before they pulled the plug.
Yeah.
Because no sooner had I sent Arnie his manscaping gear than he started posting pictures.
Yeah.
Of before and afters.
Yeah.
Results in process and all the rest.
And here's the problem: chicken skin by definition is not attractive. And Arnie's, because he hasn't always had the manscaping gear that company will no longer be mentioned because they pulled out. You know, there's a few scars and nicks on there. It's a bit black. It's a bit blue. It's a bit purple.
Bit of trial and error along the way. But
it's not attractive.
They don't want to. They want to sell the product, but they don't want to. You know, they don't want the sort of McDonald's doesn't want you to know how the burger's made.
No,
put it that way.
No.
So we did very briefly. We had a 5-figure sponsorship deal.
We did,
but it's evaporated. But we still got Arnie J, and he's still got photos of you. So
yeah, he does. He does, and he almost scares me a fair bit there too. We should probably actually talk about, you know, the Knights game.
Oh, the Knights.
So it's Thursday night.
The Bogey Knights.
They are the Bogey Knights. So our record.
What's our current record against them?
It's bad up there. It's bad. We have beaten them up there. But
it's been a while.
It's been, look, we almost had them in that final. We almost had
them.
We
did.
We were very, very close.
But I think the crowd was the difference in the end, wasn't it?
It was Tyson Gamble's bloody forearm shoving halfway down Jack Whiten's throat, and he just tried to shrug away. I've been texting Justin, and I'm hoping that we bash the living daylights out of Gamble.
I think,
and he said he hopes Taps puts on a hit like he did on Reece Walsh. So let's look forward to that. I think the boys have lined him up.
Yeah, look, that was pretty. Look, and I've heard other people say, "Oh, there was evidence." You know, like, you know, what was he meant to do? He had a forearm shoved into his mouth. You know, clearly for the idea of getting someone sent off to make up for his own lack of, you know, ability and ability to get a haircut looks decent.
This is an audio medium, but right now Blake can see me.
Yeah.
Let's see if these teeth. Let's see if teeth.
Oh yeah, because you're doing an actual reenactment again. Oh, yeah. There goes the phone.
Oh, it's going the phone. Look, we might have overstepped. Apparently, we might have overstepped here. It's like, what have they named the Knights? You know,
we haven't looked at the Knights.
No, we haven't. So we got Ponga at the back, obviously on one wing. We got Anari Tuala, great player there. On the other, we've got Greg Marzu. Now, he's a big unit. Came down from the Goldie last season and did a number on us. Was quite good. In the centres, they got Dane Gagai and Bradman Best, which is a pretty good centre pairing. I think we can agree. In the sixth, we got Tyson Gamble and Jackson Hastings in the halves, which is pretty handy, except for Gamble, who's useless. Even if he's not, I'm still going to say it. You got Saifidi in the front row with Leo Thompson. Leo Thompson really came up last year and played a lot better.
Ex-Raider.
Yeah. Well,
he went from basically being unknown to playing for New Zealand, didn't he, in basically 12 months.
Really good.
Yeah, and but he also, course, not quite unknown. Like, he was stuck behind a pretty formidable pack. So when Knights got him, they signed him and with a bit of a future deal. And he's a very good player. Yeah. He was in the Kiwis test match last year, he got more meters than anyone on the field. So yeah,
he was fantastic.
He's their best player in the front row, I think.
We've got Saifidi's
in between the two in the front row. We've got a player that previously we've done the Pork's Curse on, when Phoenix Crossland, who we derided, yes, at who's he, what's he going to do? And then he came out and ripped us a new one, did he not? Was that down in Wagga, I think it was?
He's got a couple of tries against us.
He did very well. Second row, we got Tyson Frizzell. And as you note, Arnie J has said, well, that's going to be coming rampaging, isn't it? We know that's coming. And then you've
Tyson Frizzell, like, prior to last year, I thought that he was gone, done.
But last year, he's roared back,
yeah.
Fantastic. And then we got Dylan Lucas.
Who?
Yeah, that's great. So he's going to be, he's the mock. He's the mock. So he's the one. Who Kurtz. The hell is he?
Get on Dylan Lucas. Dylan Lucas, try score.
Anytime try score, Dylan Lucas. He's your boy. Adam Elliott, three legs. He's back. We'd have him back at the club. Fantastic player. Big smile. Good player. Missed him. Didn't want him to go. He's gone. He'll be there. We know what he's giving. He's a great lock there. 14, they got Jack Cogger. Then they got...
There was some talk that he might have got I guess he's going to play nine, but there was some talk that he would have got the sixth spot over Tyson Gamble.
Yeah, but Tyson
Gamble... He will by the end of the year.
Yeah, maybe.
100%. He's a better player.
Yeah, then absolutely. You got Jacob's brother, Daniel, on the bench. Then you got Jack Hetherington. Now, Jack, he's a fiery character. I think we can agree on that.
Yeah.
He's a fiery character. He's up for a bit. Something's going to happen when Jack Hetherington's around. And then we got, as Winscreen's talked about, a player that Winscreen's Brian hadn't even heard of, Kai Pierce-Paul out of the UK, coming to round out the 17 jersey.
That's a good Knights team. I mean, the obvious difference to the team that we played last year is the lack of giant winger, Dom Young.
Dom Young with that intercept or when he got the bobble, and that really turned the game.
Yeah.
That long distance try off the Jack pass. But if we can shut down, they try and play a little bit like Penrith, especially out of the back. So they use their outside backs as much as most clubs.
And Marcy's like a prop.
And Gagai. There's not many centres that have a low floor, like a high floor like him, sorry, where he ends up playing more like a winger. And if we can tighten up our middle, we should get through them pretty easily in the middle. And then it's going to come down to those 50-50s, man, because obviously we all know it. Ponga's going to be going down the left. The good thing is, with Bradman Best.
They're missing, obviously, injury. Jaden Brayley's out for them.
Yeah, but if you watch any of the Knights trials, they looked a little underdone in the middle. I don't know whether it was the humidity in Fiji where they played Melbourne.
Melbourne
blitzed them through the middle, and there's only probably three sides that looked as fit as we did. And the Warriors were one, but we're obviously going to play a very, and even very conservative.
Who was the other side you reckon that looked fit?
I thought Penrith looked really good.
Yeah.
And Parramatta in the second game actually looked pretty decent. But
the first game was the two Gabby thirds. I didn't even recognize
exactly, but
players.
No one, us and the Warriors are probably the two most, what I could see, and the Roosters, but we didn't really see them play too many trials. But one of the things that I noticed when Newcastle played is how underdone they looked. Mm. And I actually feel like if you look at our pack, and not only just our pack, also our bench, we've got Pasami Saolo playing. So we lose Whitehead, but that means Hosking goes in and a bigger body comes on the bench.
Yeah.
Hosking was probably going to be on our bench, so we would have had two edge players.
Yeah.
Now that we've got Pasami, we're going to be able to play a really aggressive, pretty simple game plan, and it's going to be pretty physical. And
that's what we did.
They're going to sell out.
It's pretty simple and aggressive in the semi as well. You know, I mean, that's where I think.
Yeah.
Look, in fairness to Newcastle, though, even when they were coming mother stone last, they were still getting 15,000 at their games, which is ridiculous. Their fans will turn out, so it's going to be loud. It's going to be willing, and the side will be there. But we need to get to the very most popular section of this show, which is the extended bench. Who's on the extended bench? Right. So KO Weeks, unlucky to miss out on the six. He's in the 18. We'll see. How many
half?
How many Hardwicks? We've got a half a Hardwick. We've got Simi Sasangi for 19 Hardwicks.
Half. Quarter, if he's lucky.
I'm giving him a half. Zach Wolford in the 20 has to be a Hardwick. Come on.
No, he's a half.
I'll give him one. I'll make it.
I'm giving him one. Then in the 21.
Hardwick played in a grand final. Hardwick played in a grand final.
I know, but he was still
the
most,
to quarters.
He was still the most average player to ever play rugby league.
Right.
Then he only came on the last 10 minutes and he shouldn't have.
Then you got
that's one of the biggest mistakes of Warren Ryan's coaching career.
Kevin Hardwick gets half a hard week for his hair.
Yeah. So then we've got James Schiller in the 21, and we got Trey Mooney, very unlucky not to be in the
Trey Mooney will get his chance. Like,
very unlucky not to be in the
He absolutely will get his chance.
He's in the 22 the jersey. Forwards. So we've got one, two, three. We've got four Hardwicks there. Now let's go look at the Knights. They got Jed Cartwright in the 18. That's a half Hardwick. We got Thomas Jenkins, who?
He's decent. Is he okay? He's unlucky not to get. Yeah, he's unlucky.
We're giving him a half Hardwick then. Then we got Will.
We
got Will Price in the 20. That's a half Hardwick. So
you know, the thing about Will Price is Elliot Whitehead used to change his nappies.
Yeah. So he's the English one we were actually thinking about, but didn't get.
He's the backup to Kaelin Ponga, isn't he? So he's
He can play anywhere in the back line. He's played fullback. He's played six.
Yeah.
He can play on the wing.
He's the reason they let that Lockie Miller, the rugby union player, go. Yeah. They knew they had Will Price coming through.
Look, I wouldn't have let Lockie Miller go. Yeah. Then he got...
He did that with his effort to tackle someone.
Yeah. But in attack, it's great. Then he got...
He waited until he got over the line and then he tried to tackle him.
Then 21, you got Brody Jones. And then 22, you got Thomas Cant. Which
Thomas
is
can't.
Can't. C-A-N-T. He can't.
Tom can't.
So, look, on that, look, we've got Brody Jones.
There's no way can't's a Hardwick.
No, he's not. But Brody Jones has played.
That can't is not.
And Jed Cartwright has played, right? So you've got to, like, and then back for the Raiders, you've got who's actually played. Trey Mooney's played. Zach Wolford's played. It's the extended bench.
Cut to the chase.
Extended bench has to go to the Raiders on this.
Everyone on that Raiders extended bench has played first grade. Will Price hasn't played first grade in Australia. But I rate Will Price.
Yeah, I do too. But now we come to everyone's favourite, well, some people's favourite segment, which is Hawk Smokey. And this week, Hawk Smokey is Albert Hopewadi is going to pick up a knock. James Schiller is going to go into the centre spot.
Don't Pork Smokey a head knock for one of our players.
That's Pork Smokey right there. That's what's going to happen. James Schiller coming in to the starting side with poor old Albert Hopewadi nursing an injury coming out. That's Pork Smokey. Mm. Okay, you don't like
Kay that. Weeks is 18th man anyway.
He is.
We have breaking news, ladies and
gentlemen.
Breaking news. Yeah. So I've been texter.
You've got a texter.
I've got a texter from Warren Smith.
Right.
Yeah. You say who?
It says,
why'd you block the Pork?
Who? Honestly, can't remember blocking him.
Yeah, well, I don't even know why.
I'll jump on and give him the green light going forward. Whatever it was, I'm sure his time is up.
It's absolutely right. I don't even know what I do. So it's at Gorski O'Pork. Just as long as he knows
so
that.
So now we've got to get on to the Baz. We've got to get Baz.
Baby, you can get Baz unblocked. I will be stunned.
Who else are you blocked by?
Robbo from the AFL.
Oh, right. I thought you meant AFL360.com.
Yeah, him
Greg
too.
Greg Robson.
Yeah, no, he's definitely blocked me. Look, the list is long. I could go through all the people that blocked me.
I'm only blocked by one person on Twitter, and it's because of you reading the play.
Yeah, well, we were friends, and then we had a breaking out.
Yeah, and I was collateral damage.
They had to go at Ricky. I stood up for Ricky. I'll continue to stand up for Ricky. That's the way it goes.
Me too, even if it means me and Blake are no longer friends.
Yeah, look, I will criticize Ricky when I think it's I think it's called for. You know, I know he's not perfect, and I think he is a bit of an easy target for some people. And like Matt said, he's clickbait.
Yeah.
Who's got a lift? Who?
That was really bad, Matthew. That was really.
Let's do it again. Let's see if we can nail it. Let's do it again.
Who's got a lift? No, that's what we can do. Just do, so just practice, you know, one, two, three.
Okay. One, two.
Ooh, I'm not supposed to come in until...
No, that's fine. That was working. Oh, come on. Let's go. We've got to go with the magic when the magic happens, Blarko. Okay.
Who's got a lift?
That was good.
Yeah. Best one yet. Speaking of the best one yet, one thing I was going to say when we were talking about how fit we are, and I've jumped in, who's going to lead?
Excuse me, but how fit we are. I'm looking at you right now.
Team, Ricky did come out during the week and say that was the toughest preseason ever.
That's bad. That's a mock.
The toughest one since the previous toughest one.
Yeah, that's a mock, isn't it?
You don't want to peak too early. You don't want to peak too early.
The toughest preseason ever is never usually a good thing to be said. It's like, you know, at least it's not raining.
Mahu's got a lift, and he's probably going to, he's been featured in this segment before. He'll probably feature it again.
Mm.
Nick Kotrick, I think, has got a spot in the wing, largely on the basis of reputation.
Mm.
And maybe a pay packet, but largely, you know, and for him to get a new contract, for him to keep his spot, he's got to be providing more than he's shown in the last couple of years. I mean, he was a little bit better, I think. He actually had quite a good game against the Knights in the semi. And he did come a little bit better at the back end of the year. But yeah, he's got to be doing more. He's got to, you know, he's got a big body. He's fit. He's strong.
Wouldn't it just be good to see him back to his best form, though? Wouldn't it just be?
I don't think he'll ever get back there.
I hate to break the bubble, lads. He's not going to get back there, and he's not going to get another contract. Like Osamu is young and coming through, and I'd love to see him lift, but Seb Chris is coming back. Hopper's going to go to the wing.
There's Schiller,
and then Chevy Stewart's going to come back, and Rappin is going to go to the wing. Who's got to lift hard? Like, you know, we can say to a winger, it's going to be Fogarty, and it's going to be the kicking game. Danny Levi. Like, he's got to lift. Like,
he does.
The good thing is we've got a bunch of players playing against their old club. Yeah. Danny Levi, Joey Tarpany,
I didn't include Danny Levi.
Didn't you? He was actually first grade normally.
I know.
Who's got a lift, and I've criticised him before, and I'll probably criticise him again. But Javier Savage, you're back. It's a long way back to this position to get that fight.
I saw great signs in that trial at Seaford.
I did too. I would love nothing more than him to achieve what we thought he could achieve. And for him to get this spot back, they have seen something in him to say he is worth it, because I thought he was gone. I thought it was just I thought he was in the exit lounge. He's back there, which tells me that he has worked very, very hard. If he can lift and be that player that we all hoped, even if it's just on the track, not instant superstar, I would be so happy. And that's my official lift.
I think we have to give credit to the coaches too. You know, like, they've actually seen him. They gave him a shot, and either he was or wasn't ready. And we know the Green Machine podcast absolutely love him. But what I love about the fact that they've rewarded the players who have put in a hard off season.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we do. We actually give the hard trainers a chance. Mm. I mean, it doesn't always work. Think about Harley Smith-Shields last year.
Yeah. You
know? It doesn't always work, but we give them their shot. If they work hard in the preseason, they get a chance. And I agree with you, man. What I saw with Savage in those trials is a bigger body. He falls on his front.
Yep.
He's not always getting bent backwards.
Yep.
Defensively, he doesn't have to do as much work on the wing, so he's not going to get as gassed.
Mm.
You know, they've clearly identified that, because we know that Chevy Stewart's the future, but we've put the fitness into Rapana so he can start the season. Rapana's lost 5 kilos.
Mm.
Papali'i's lost 8 kilos. Yeah, we've all found that, you know, like, It's an exciting time for us as a club. We might not win this weekend, but I don't think that matters. And we're going to have to, as a fan base, I think about that. Like, look beyond, we've got to rush in Trey Mooney, or we've got to rush in this guy, or we've got to quickly get rid of Danny Levi.
No.
We've got to understand that there's a plan, that we want to be playing our best football probably in 2025, maybe 26. But if we can start to see some of those sprouts, you know,
am I early literally the only person who genuinely thinks we're a top four contender this year? Like, I genuinely
are you and Elliot Whitehead.
I have never
the only one.
I think we can make the top eight,
the competition,
but I don't think we can get above 7.
The spots in that pack, the depth for that pack, and the competition and the quality of it is as good as I've ever seen at this club.
Yeah,
in that,
yeah, but if you watch the games on the weekend, if you watch the four teams on the weekend, they have game breakers.
Yeah,
Reece Walsh,
but
Latrell Mitchell, Tommy Turbo and Teddy.
We don't have that
at our club.
Timoko is a game breaker. If Javier can be good, he's a game breaker. Ethan Strange, I believe, can be a game breaker. Jamal Fogarty, I believe, can be a game breaker. I believe we have them and they're going to erupt. I think this season is that benchmark where you suddenly say, oh, we didn't know. I can see this. I can actually see this here, us being that surprise packet where people say, oh, they drop off, and we never do. This side has got grand final and finals experience coming out of its proverbial, and it got a purpose in it. We have two of the very best props in the game in our side. And Joe Charbonnet is in the best form he's ever been in.
Our squad's never been better. Depth-wise, we've never been better.
That's what Ricky said as well, still... as saying it was the hardest preseason. He said depth-wise, it's never been. But that's the thing, we don't have that game breaker.
No,
if things start going right and the combinations work, you'll see we do have the game breakers. I genuinely believe that we're going to be in the top four. I think we're a genuine premiership threat this season.
And I'll say Spines win comps, and I love our spine, but you stack it up against most other teams and we're not ahead of too many others.
No, we're not. But you know, one thing I heard, I was listening to the Bloke in a Bar podcast today, and they get a lot of calls wrong. And I mean, they put out so much content, so how can you get every call right?
Correct. But
one of the things that when they were predicting this game on the weekend, they were like, and it was Kempe or whatever said, "Oh, look at the Newcastle spine. You know, they're, you know," and I'm like, "Are you serious?
It's not that great either.
You got Phoenix Crossland.
Yeah.
Mm. You got Tyson Gamble, mm-hmm. Jackson Hastings, and Ponga. You got one player.
One player who's really
good. I put our spine against their spine this weekend. So I feel like we can win this weekend. I really do. But, you know, you throw us up against the Walshes, the Teddies, the Turbos. It's a whole nother ball game.
I think we're going to win. I think we're going to play a great defensive game. We're going to grind them out of this because they're actually going to think that we're going to be easier because they'll fall into that trap of thinking, oh, Jack Whiten's there. Who's this bloke? Who's that bloke? Things could go wrong in any match, right? But I think the upside for this going right is very big. I think I'm predicting a fast start to the season. I'm predicting all these people saying, are we going to make the eight or not? All these doomsayers. We're not only going to make the eight, I think we're going to be genuinely competitive this year.
I hope so. I mean, the Knights look grossly underdone in their trials in the middle, which is our strength. So if the referee, polices the ruck properly, I feel like we're going to be in it.
Speaking of the referee, Todd Smith.
Yeah.
Who we are ambivalent towards.
He's a good touchy.
Yeah.
And he's come up in the ranks.
We don't hate him yet.
No, I think he's from the Northern Beaches. I think he's one of the Manly ones.
He's probably from Newcastle.
I don't think so. I think he's from the Northern Beaches, which will work against Newcastle because they generally don't like each other. But, you know, you got John Stone and Casey Badger on the wings. But Chris Butler's the video referee. Yeah. Don't like me very much.
Who does?
But, you know, that's okay.
Facebook.
Yeah, no, no, but yeah, well, no, Chris Butler and I are not on Facebook at all. That doesn't happen there. But we do, of course, have reasons to be cheerful.
Reasons to be cheerful, part three.
And look, I've just said the reason. I think there's such an upside to this season. I haven't been as excited about a season since 2019.
I'm jealous of your childlike naivety, and like I used to go into every season incredibly positive, and I still, you know, am cautiously hopeful about this season. But yeah, we're not going to win the comp, Tim. We're not going to make the top.
Jamal is driving the side. No one's going to overrule him this year. That gives him a free hand. You give Tomoko early ball, he's going to win, you know, one-on-one. He's going to win that contest 50% of the time, and that is going to turn into tries. And once you start scoring tries like that, all of a sudden, you're winning matches.
We need to score tries.
We have to score tries because the defense is already good. And if the tries come, you watch everything run. But that my reason to be cheerful.
Didn't we have one of the worst defenses in the league last year? So how is it already good?
Smithies.
We weren't scoring the points. So
we also conceded a lot of points.
Smithies, Hosking, and Dr. Strange. The massive reasons to be cheerful for me. Massive reasons.
Kotrick is back. Kotrick!
Yeah, you know, you just think, all right.
Smithies and Hoskins will help the defense.
Look, let's look at the New South Wales Cup match, which happened straight beforehand, except, of course, the teams haven't been
named
yet, so there's not much we can do. But
they haven't named the teams yet.
So, yeah, we don't know what's going to be happening there. But there's
I'm predicting Zach Wolford will be at hooker. Hohe Papuru will be 13.
Do you think Trey Mooney's going to be there and captain it?
Trey Mooney will definitely be there. Yeah, Peter Holler.
Oh, he's got to be there, obviously, because
Holler will be there.
Michael Asamoah, Chevy Stewart will be at fullback.
Stewart's going to be the back.
I don't know if this is going to be... No, it's not.
Asamoah has to be on one wing.
This game is actually in a complete blackout. So unless you're one of the lucky ones that's heading up to the game,
you're not going
you
to
won't think it's not. It's not on TV. You think Fox could show it. It's not on TV, and it's not even on a Facebook live stream.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, maybe one of the fans that's up there, make sure your phone's charged, put it up, get it onto the green machine.
Solzy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Solzy
up that way.
That's right. Solzy, get in touch.
Facebook Live.
you and GE come together, break the bread, make the peace. Solzy, stream back, get it to GE on the greenhouse. And
we'll Solzy loves a Facebook Live, but just do us a favor, Solzy. Don't point the camera at your head. Turn it around the other way.
Mate, you're going to make fun of people bald again because, you know, the
pool. No, I want to see the game.
Yeah.
I want to see the game. He's got a black belt now. He's got more hair than Matt Frawley.
Yeah, he's got less hair than me, but still, that's not saying very much. Okay, listener of the week. You've got one, I've got one.
Oh, actually, because I wasn't sure if we were going to bring back listener of the week this year because it's hard to come up with someone every week, and then you never did the spreadsheet, and then T-Mac did a spreadsheet for us, which then I subsequently haven't kept up to date. So I'm not going to commit to having a listener of the week every single week.
All right.
But I do have one this week. And look, they may have been a listener of the week previously.
Could have been.
But it's Shane Dobson. And the reason he's listener of the week is he's a big supporter of the show. And he bought himself during the week a Raiders by 56 beanie.
Oh.
To go with, he'd previously bought an Ask Clown one.
Oh.
And now he's bought a Raiders by 56 one. And look, he's very committed because he lives in Queensland. Mm. And any person that lives in Queensland and buys and not one, beanie. But two Blake and the Pork beanies is really committed to the show and loves supporting the show. So thanks a lot, Shane. We love your support, mate.
Now, I've got my listener of the week is Ray Dazza. He sent me the nicest tweet midweek, and I'll read it to you. It says, Pork, just listened to the first podcast. Another great listen for the hardcore Raiders fan. May need to invest in some decent offside tech. Matt sounded like he was mooching free Wi-Fi from the shithouse in McDonald's, Tauranga. Love the podcast. Up the milk.
Sorry, guys. I can't help it when I'm travelling, and I was on the East Coast, not the West, in Tauranga. I'm now in Taupo, but next week I could be in Dunedin, and then I'll be back in LA. But
the House of Pain.
House of Pain. I try and do my best, and it's hard, you know. Like, I do apologise, and
don't apologise.
Honestly,
no, that's fine.
But Blake and the Pork put up with a lot because now and then with the shitty Wi-Fi, there's a bit of a delay, so. We try and do our best when it comes to the quality of the sound, and Blake especially probably spends hours after the recording.
Hours, literally hours.
Oh, he tells me, and where's my paycheck? It's not in the mail, is it?
Yeah, I know. It's in the mail. It's absolutely in the mail. But look, just back to the big shout out to Shane Dobson and Ray Dazza. Thank you very much for your support. That's really, really good. But and that's time to come in. Get on Apple. Music, get on. What's the other one?
Spotify.
There's another one.
Not really.
Oh, get
Google
them.
Play.
Rate us. Give us a 5-star rating, even if you hate us, and then tell us in the comment why you hate us. Okay, and that's fine. We'll read them out.
I can't read that.
We're up there. Matthew's got late breaking news.
What do you just say? I do. What is it?
Well, the team list for the Knock On Effects New South Wales Cup have come out.
Yep.
I'm dealing with bad Wi-Fi because I won't load in a hurry. But if you want to go to the New South Wales or NSWRL.com.au, they've announced just now the team lists for the cup. I'm trying to load it, but it's pretty slow here. So maybe one of you guys can jump on and tell us who's been selected.
Why didn't you just do?
Here we go.
Chevy Stewart at one.
Yep.
Now you got to read it.
Well, I'm just guessing.
We can tell a joke. Has anyone got a joke? Because it's still loading.
I do, but it's not an appropriate.
We do have merch, other merch though, aside from the Raiders by 56 beanies. Only a handful of Raiders by 56 beanies left. Jump onto Landspeed.
It will be a collector's item in the years.
Yeah, we're not planning on doing any more once these ones are done.
We haven't figured out what the next
one is. Okay, here it is, guys. Chevy Stewart at one. Asamoah at two. Yep. James Schiller, three. Yep. Manaia Fatere at four. Mm. Jed Stewart, five. Yep. Kaya Weeks at 5'8", at six. Adam Cook, seven. Peter Holler, eight. Zach Wolford, nine. Trey Mooney, 10. Mitchell Spencer, 11.
Captain.
Simi Sasagi. There's no captains. Oh, actually, here we go. You'll be proud of this. And I think the Green Machine podcast.
Hoepapuru will be captain.
Simi Sasagi, 12. Hoepapuru, 13. And captain.
He's an important leader, that guy.
Yeah, the club really identified him to be one of our most important players for the future last year.
That's true, but that means that the chances are that if there's going to be a smoky, it's Trey Mooney. Because why on earth would you take the captaincy off Trey Mooney if you... That means for me, they think Trey is going to play first grade.
Yeah, but also Hoepapuru Pirro is going to play 80 minutes. This is the whole reason why you need a captain. It's going to be eight. That's why you don't...
Adrian Trevelyan, 14, which is great now that he's playing. Peter Ta'ateo, the Parramatta guy that we signed, who played, scored the try.
Great.
He's 15. Logan Lewis and Princeton Essera at 19. It's going to be interesting to watch club this year. I don't know how much the listeners have followed some of our junior representative sides. So SG Ball, Harold Matthews and stuff.
There's a favourite of mine out there.
Because they started a few weeks ago. We've actually started pretty slow and we've lost a lot of games. So
a favourite of mine out there by the name of Regan Carr, ex-Erindale boy, was very nice to my Matthew out on the training pitch one day. I hope big things for that young lad. But yeah, look, I'd like to see Puru in first grade. Everything I've seen about him, I love the way he goes about the game.
Yeah.
I love it.
And he does play that, you know, ball playing 13 where he's the link man, you know, and he's all effort and all energy. And yeah, I kind of thought that he would play round one, 2024, prior to the signing of Smithies. Yeah. But now we've signed Smithies, so obviously they've focused more on a bigger body
defense,
tightening up the defense there.
Look, the other one is.
But he'll get his time. He'll get his chance.
He should. And I can see him in a 14 jersey, like Matthew said. But the other thing, too, is I'm very happy to see Adrian Trevelyan in that 14 jersey. The kid's got so much upside. I personally have been behind him as being the number one option for the number nine in the club. Obviously, he slipped back a little bit from there.
He's got all the skills, but he just needs to, you know, adjust to playing against men and hopefully manage to get through the year uninjured, because injury has been the issue. But definitely, if you look at his skill set, he's got all the skills that you want from a hooker.
But we have merch.
We do. So we've got a couple of new designs have dropped thanks to our partners on rugbyleaguemerch.com. There's two new designs. The one that's really flying out,
really is flying
and struck a chord, and I've pushed so far, is that if you hate Jordan Rapana, I hate you.
Yeah.
Can we send one of those to your mate, the Sharks fan?
Brendan, yes, please.
He'd wear that for sure. Obviously, we got the Raiders.
He loves Jordan Rapana.
We've got the Raiders by 56 t-shirts. We got a great one, which is the Blake and Pork and Heather and Shark and Danny and Lord F and Arnie J.
Speaking of the Shark, anyone heard from the Shark?
I've tried to get hold of the Shark, but he's incognito at the moment.
There was a Shark sighting out in Queanbeyan at Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, we heard about
it. We'd like
that.
To hear from him.
We got Blake t-shirts, we got Heather t-shirts, Heather hoodies. And if you want to be the exclusive club that myself and Alistair are in, you can go get yourself some Pork merchandise. Send us a photo in.
You see how I've got these listed on the site?
Sorted by,
by best-selling. So here you got your Raiders by 56 thing. Yep. You keep on scrolling. And eventually you get to the Pork shirt.
Which is great value there at $30, people. Great value. You wear that Pork shirt, you wear that with pride.
The other new shirt we've just dropped and we've introduced for season 2024 is another name shirt, like the Blake Pork. It's, you know, the ampersand names. The Shoe Man, Three Knees, and the Crab, and the Doctor, and the Colonel. Hopefully the Colonel does actually come to the club. But anyway, and Turkish Delight and Big Sexy.
Yeah, it's a bit rich putting the Colonel on a t-shirt before he's actually arrived here. Technically, he's still an eel at this stage.
Well, we hope.
Yeah, we hope. That'll be a collector's item. It's like the McFadden Holmes jersey that I don't think got worn in
one game or two games or something.
I think it was preseason. I don't think it made it.
Oh, yeah, it was very brief.
It was very brief.
Yeah.
Up and down. That's a collector's item there right now. Coming up, obviously, we've got the Knights this Thursday night, Newcastle, 8 p.m.
Win.
Then, first home game, March 16th, 3 p.m. Saturday home game against the West Tigers. That's going to be a lovely
turnaround. That's a long turnaround.
That's a very long turnaround. That's very nice. 9-day turnaround. Yeah. That won't happen very often. Then shortens up for a 6-day turnaround, but then we go over the Dutch to Christchurch and play the Warriors.
At 6 p.m.
In the coveted Friday night 6 p.m. spot.
You never know what's going to happen with the Raiders and the Warriors. I was thinking about this the other day. It's always a ding-dong game. Doesn't matter who's where on the ladder.
Yeah.
There've been times when we've been flying high and they've given us a game, and there's other times, you know, when we went over there and everyone tipped us to get flogged. And you know, we probably should have come away with a win in that one if Seb Kress hadn't got hit in the head and dropped the ball.
It's amazing that nothing occurred for that, but you know, they were the darlings, weren't they? Anyway,
they still are. They sold out all stadiums during the pre-season, and they're playing this weekend against the Sharks, and then they go away, and then they play us in Christchurch. So it'll be a packed house in the new stadium down there.
Why did no one go to that All-Stars game? Because the Warriors then played a trial there, didn't they? They got a bigger crowd than for the All-Stars.
That was in Christchurch, the test match.
No, in Christchurch, the All-Stars game.
The All-Stars game was in Townsville. Gold Coast.
It was in Townsville. It was the test match.
No, so the test match last year was in Hamilton, which is deep in the Waikato, about an hour and a half south of Auckland, and it's heavy rugby territory. There's no reason to play a test match in the Waikato.
Well, and then you have to wonder why they're going to Christchurch, which is the home of the Canterbury Crusaders and probably the hardest core rugby territory in New Zealand.
There's actually about 100,000 registered rugby league players in the South Island, and there's a Canterbury side called, I forgot the name of it, but they're heavy into their rugby league there. There will be a second New Zealand NRL side in the competition.
Oh, there'll be 25 teams, see? Because there's one coming to Las Vegas as well.
Yeah, there is.
And Port Moresby Cairns. And North Sydney Bears are coming back as well. So
they are. Well, there's got to be a spot from that set of PBL. Yeah. Look, just before we go, I just wanted to... Look, two matches have gone, but get on board onto the Greenhouse site and sign up for their tipping competition because, you know, what is it? You've missed two matches if you haven't done it. Get on board. It's great fun. There's prizes here. GE wants you on board. It's a fantastic forum. Get on board. Support.
You can win $1,000.
$1,000.
And if you don't tip the Raiders round one...
Yeah.
Listen to the Green Machine podcast because we don't want you here.
Yeah. Go. Actually, yeah, they're our friends over there, so you're allowed to listen to that too. But yeah, look, you have been listening to Raiders Review with Blake and the Pork and Matthew, the podcast formerly known as the third most popular Raiders podcast on the internet. I'm the Pork.
I'm Blake.
And I'm Heather.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Blake and the Pork.
Blake and the Pork.